Still disrespecting Ace Boogie. Welcome in to the Friday Eve edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. I said Ace Boogie was disrespected. If you don't know who Ace Boogie is, aka Cam Newton, that's his nickname that he gave
AKA
himself.
The GOAT of college.
AKA the GOAT of college football. He was disrespected yet again. There's an article put out by ESPN basically naming the greatest college football players of all time based on their jersey number. And at number two was Deion Sanders from Florida State. Why? Why? Did we forget why Cam is so great at what, not only what he did at Auburn, but just as an athlete in general? What are we doing? Seriously, ESPN, did you even do the research on this? Like, I mean, Graham, what's your reaction to this? I have no words, man. Like, I don't know what to think.
It's so stupid. And like, I love how like their number to know here, like of like what stood out to make him this, is he had 1,429 career punt return yards. Like, anyone cares about that?
Like, congrats. Man.
I'm unanimous All-American, Jim Thorpe Award, Cultural Hall of Fame. Guess what? Cam is too. Cam is also a Heisman winner and a national champion.
Yeah, and in the bottom, for those that can't see the article, we have a screenshot of the article up on the video option, but it says three others, basically like honorable mentions at number two: Cam Newton, Charles Woodson, and Derrick Henry. And it's like, if anything, Deion needs to be on the, you know, honorable mentions, and Cam needs to be in the spot, because Cam not only won the Heisman in 1 year at Auburn, he took them to the freaking title game and won the whole thing. SEC championship game, numerous accolades, numerous records broken. Like I said before, Heisman Trophy winner.
I want to add to that accolade list. We also haven't beaten Alabama in Tuscaloosa since Cam Newton, and he had to come back in that game after being down like, what, 28-0, 28-7.
So, dude, I
don't know. Tendencies right there. Okay, look. And again, it's an Auburn podcast. We're going to support our guys. Cam Newton is an Auburn guy. We know that. But again, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, taking bias out of this, I think Cam Newton is the greatest college football player of all time. No, he only had one standout season. That's it. That's all he had. But to me, that personally was enough. He took an Auburn team that probably would not have been that good without him, and carried that team on his back all the way to a national championship game.
Yeah, without him, we wouldn't have – like, we talked about this the other day. Like, 8-4, like, 7-5, like, that, you know, the normal pretty much average ceiling for a decent Auburn team, you know, unless you just have, like, a breakthrough year like the, you know, the Nick Marshall, you know, I call it the Nick Marshall rookie year, playing quarterback, even though he was a DB at Georgia not too long before transferring to Auburn. So – but, like, we talked about it a couple episodes ago, how he, you know, he was on the list with Joe Burrow, Johnny Manziel, and Tim Tebow for, you know, if you had the ball with 2 minutes left, who you want the ball in your hands to score and win the game. And we both said to Cam, obviously, because, you know, we think he's the GOAT, and we're an Auburn podcast. So, yeah, obviously we're going to pull for our guys. But the fact that he's even on that list tells you everything you need to know, that he is held in high regard. And then you turn around and then have a list like this as one of the greatest number twos of all time. And like, as far as when I say number twos, I'm saying the jersey number, because that's the whole point of the article. How in the world do you put Deion Sanders over Cam Newton? Are you kidding? Like, what are you smoking? Whoever did this at ESPN, like,
I'm looking at our schedule right now from 2010, and I see 1, 2, 3, at least 4 games on here that Auburn loses without Cam. Like, yeah. Final scores.
It, I'm telling you, it, and you said it best. He put the team on his back. Without him, we don't win that. We do not have the season that we have. We literally have a season like we had the year after that. You know what I mean? And no disrespect to Barrett Trotter, but I mean that's, you know, that's what we're looking at. You know what I mean? We're it there. That's the that is the X factor that Cam brings to the field when he is on your team. It just showed, and you know, obviously he fell up, you know, short getting a Super Bowl in the pros, but
like, dang, it was so upsetting.
Yeah, I know. Well, I remember having a watch party for that. But like his rookie year, whenever he got to the league and won rookie of the year, and he, I'm talking, they were not prepared for that man when he got to the league. He was running all over defense. Like one of his first runs in the league was like he broke away for a solid, what, like 70, 60 yard run before he got ran down. And that's the difference between college and pro is that you have people that can run you, that can run you down, yeah, like that.
No longer the fastest player on the field in the pros.
No, it's like non-Auburn related, but you remember, oh my gosh, that receiver DK Metcalf,
mm-hmm, for the, yeah, the Seahawks, 49ers back interception where he,
yes,
hawked a dude down. That was insane.
Yeah, it was either 49ers or the Cardinals, but like there was, yeah, a pick and the dude is about to house it for six. And you just see DK just like bobbing and weaving between people. And he just like, he's like, poosh. And just, I'm like, yeah, go. Do what?
I say he just turns into next gear too. Like it's like,
yeah. It reminded me, like that play specifically reminded me of the LSU run, his Heisman moment. You know, and I mentioned it whenever we were talking about the list, the 2 minute, you know, touchdown list. That second gear, if you go back and watch that play where he's kind of, you know, he's kind of bobbing and weaving and then he kind of stumbles, picks back up and is able to change direction on a dime. And then him and Patrick Peterson lock eyes and he's like, I'm gone. Whoosh. And just like turns on the Jets. That was the difference with Cam. It was a man among boys. And you're telling me.
Cam Newton had a receiving touchdown that season as well. It was a trick play, but it wasn't no like trick play where he was wide open. No, he was covered. He was covered.
Smothered.
He literally went up for a ball and came down with it. Like a 50,
he mossed that DB from Ole Miss. I remember that.
Insane. Like no other player is doing that in college football.
Who threw that ball again? Was that Cody Burns?
I think it was Cody.
That's hilarious.
The full circle moment. Like, no, I got mama. Yeah. It was because Cody was recruited as a quarterback to Auburn. He came on to the team as a quarterback and then changed positions when we got Cam because he wasn't going to win the quarterback position. And man, that worked out well for us, for him as well. I mean, so overall it was the right choice, but
yeah, I just don't see how with a straight face and with a right mind and common sense, because common sense is a superpower. Why in your right mind do you think Deion Sanders is the better number two than Cam Newton? Are you high? Like what are we doing? Like what kind of list are we putting together here, ESPN? I mean, my goodness gracious. Like it some of the stuff that ESPN to me, I feel like has been just on the trend for a while now. And it went from, you know, my favorite thing to watch whenever, you know, I was at home or like back when I used to get my haircut at Sports Clips in college, like, you know, they would have it on all the TVs all the time. And it actually felt like you're watching like sports media. Now it's just like turned into like, they want to be newscasters. It's like, if you want to be newscasters, go to the sister company, ABC, but they're not good enough to be on ABC. You know why? Because they're sportscasters. Oh my God. You know, imagine that. But I don't know. This list just confirms that to me, that ESPN is still becoming, you know, the butt end of every joke in sports media. Even though they're the worldwide leader of sports, they're just, you know, they're rearing their ugly head every time they put out things like this, where it just zero logic. And Deion Sanders is a great player. Don't get me wrong. Great player. Two-sport athlete. Played for the Braves. Played for the Falcons in his pro career. Played baseball in college. Like,
but like, I understand. In my opinion, take baseball out of this because we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about
about football. Yeah,
we're not talking about if he was good at baseball or not. Like yeah. That's what, and like I wouldn't be shocked if ESPN was taking that into account. It was like, oh well, he was a good athlete. Okay, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about football.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't get that, man. I really don't. But yeah, let us know what you think in the comments in the live chat as well. What you think about this? I think it's just super disrespectful. Like, not only this, and then you had the whole Hall of Fame thing earlier was it this year that that happened?
Yeah, I think so. We talked about it. I think.
I think it was earlier on when this show had originally started. But yeah, I can't believe that it's just another. I don't get it. It's like they have like a vendetta against Cam. I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't know. Maybe because if he would have jumped on the ball in the Super Bowl, maybe. I don't know. It's like, oh, well, because of that moment, we're just going to black. I don't know. That's just me, though. We'll see. Yeah. But I don't know. But real quick, we got to talk about it because we always do. AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know. The Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have other styles that we add weekly and other options on there currently as well. We're working on the Social Hour shirt, but I'll say it before, I'll say it again. If you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above, whether you're at home or in Jordan-Hare Stadium, or potentially in Atlanta for the Auburn-Baylor game. And if you're supporting us with a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show all season long. So I'm ready for football season. I know everyone that's listening and watching is as well. So what is stopping you from going to AUShirts.com and supporting the Barn by getting all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn?
Also, go to buyauburn.com and be huge to our new business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you support the Tigers, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up, get your business on the index so that people and Auburn fans all over the country can support your business whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're just a consumer looking to support the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a great place to go to get all your Auburn-owned goods. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Also, real quick, too, because I was just, like, curious on this article. You know who they have at number 34?
Barry Bo Jackson.
It's Herschel Walker. And you know what's even funnier? ESPN did a whole thing. I remember this a couple years ago where they had the bracket of the greatest athlete of all time. You know who won that bracket?
Herschel Walker.
No, Bo Jackson. So, and then they put Herschel Walker in this list of the greatest number 34. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I swear, me and you could do a better job at ESPN in 2 weeks than half the people have in the past 5 years.
Hey, ESPN, if you're looking to hire, I will happily join.
We can do this and that. We call us Swiss Army Knives. We are Swiss Army Knives. We can do whatever, okay? But moving on from that, college football 20 – and I'm going to have a field day with this because me and Graham were laughing about it. So – we talked about this earlier in another show about how Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton had not turned in his papers, his NIL approval papers to be in the new college football game this year, College Football 27, which, by the way, came out today. If you had pre-ordered it or, you know, bought the MVP bundle subscription plus whatever the heck they're pushing now. But and I get that, you know, if he got his papers in late, it's one thing. And I know that they tried to make it look as close as possible to the person. But apparently they added his character model into the game in a push-out update before it launched for everyone today.
Guys,
can we pull up the photo?
It's so bad.
If you can't see, for those that can't see and just listening – all I'm going to say is Gunnar Stockton's forehead in this game has the Narnia area code. This thing is so – oh, my God. The character model is so bad. They did him so dirty. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the papers not being turned in on time or what. But I tweeted out, oh, my word, because that's exactly what I said when I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, Gunnar.
If you're wondering, he like might not be aware. This is what Gunnar Stockton looks like. That's not even close to
you know who that looks like?
That's Sunner Gocton right there.
No, you know who that looks like? Did you ever see Phineas and Ferb?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Buford.
I'm telling you, bro, that's not Gunnar Stockton. That's Sunner Gocton. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the parody version. Oh my God, dude, that's so bad.
You're telling me this guy is this guy.
That is so bad. That is so bad. Oh, my goodness. At least they did a good job with all the other guys, but they just like, oh, yeah, Gunner's a last-second ad. we'll just throw it together real quick. And
crazy.
Goodness gracious. I mean, that forehead, I mean, they're showing the world the void of that forehead. I mean, like, all the way. God almighty. Good night. Look at that. But yeah. Woo-wee. But yeah, but like I said, College Football 27 came out today. So if you're enjoying the game, let us know what you think in the comments, because I'm excited for it. It comes out on the 9th for the rest of us peasants who didn't pre-order it or bought the, I think it was like $120 subscription. Yeah. I'm like, I'm good.
Hey, I get home from here on the 8th, so like I couldn't even play it. So I'm like, I don't need to pre-order it. I can wait one day and get it on the 9th and call it a day.
What's crazy is the 9th is about to be logjam with College Football 27 and Assassin's Creed Black Flag, the remake. I'm alive. I'm just unavailable.
I'm just busy.
I'm just occupied.
I'm called in sick. I'm actually scheduled to be sick on that day. So.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I feel something starting to develop that I might be under the weather.
Hey, everyone listening, we're not going to have a social hour on Thursday the 9th. Sick, I think, that day. I think Hunter might be sick too. So,
yeah,
I might that ahead of time.
Yeah, if you want to, watch, I'll be streaming on the 9th for sure. But speaking
very
of,
sick, you'll be very,
yeah,
sick.
Very sick. I'll be, I'm sick. I've been, I can't make it in today. But you got something going? I can't. I don't feel good. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to take North Dakota State to the promised land. That's all. I'm trying to get Byron Brown to win the Heisman. Thanks. All right. Bye. All right. Let's go. But speaking of streaming, yesterday, this is really funny because it's like the inner kid in me was freaking out when this happened. And like Graham saw it, a couple of my other friends that saw it and texted me. So yesterday I had nothing going on. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a midday stream playing some Lego Batman as you would. You know, that's the game I'm working on right now because, as you know, I'm a nerd, hella nerd, geek, whatever you want to call it. I'm streaming yesterday, and about an hour into the stream, I get a text message saying, "Bro, you're on Bleacher Report." And I said,
like,
what?
What type of video did they get of me?
I was like, I mean, I didn't put out my filmed for the walk-on tryout yet, but I mean, yeah, I guess they leaked it or something. I don't know. Just kidding. I didn't do that. Obviously. But I was thinking, like, what in the world? Like, April Fool's is already, like, it's way beyond April Fool's. Like, what are they? Like, this is not a good prank. Sure enough, someone sends me the link, and I was on Bleacher Report yesterday, the BR, the gaming branch, and it was a tweet from months ago. I had made this months ago, talking about Madden Mobile. For those that know, Madden Mobile was a game on your phone, whether it be iPhone, Android. The tweet that I put out was the chokehold this game had on my high school with the, like, the emoji. Okay. I'm not even kidding. Monday through Friday at the lunch table, it was a game day every day for that hour lunch break. We were playing Madden Mobile, but from like 2014 to 2017, that game was on the App Store, Android Store, Google Play, whatever phone you had. It took over high schools.
It was the best, and still is the best mobile football game ever.
Yes.
Now, hey, college football is coming to mobile.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We'll see what happens. But Madden Mobile was undefeated. That game was perfect in every way.
Yes. And what's crazy, and to the thing with Madden Mobile, it wasn't like you load in and you play with the rosters, you know, the accurate rosters of the team during that year. No, it was like Ultimate Team, if you're familiar with that, where you collect the cards of the players, like sports cards, but you get to play with the team of the cards you collected, and you could do trades. There was an auction house with like the in-game currency. It was so cool. And then you could play other teams.
Ultimate Team was. And
Now it's pay to win. It's like you basically, when you load up Ultimate Team, you might as well just go travel to Las Vegas, because that's what you're doing. You're just gambling away money in that game now, pay to win, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I was like, that was from a while ago. And apparently, like, I like DM them and said, hey, like, I appreciate the, you know, the shout out, you know, it was really cool. This is like my inner kid's kind of freaking out right now. And they actually responded back to me and were like, hey, yeah, it was a great tweet. It actually sparked debate in the office. And I'm sitting there going,
what?
Like, I was like, what? What you talking about, Witness? But yeah, it was that was really cool yesterday. So shout out to Bleacher Report Gaming for doing their Bleacher Report, whoever it was overall. I guess Bleacher Report in general for tweeting that out. That was really cool to see that. And a lot of people commented, like Albinator was in there. Some friends of mine were in there too. Like I'm just scrolling and then like people texted me like, yeah, I was just scrolling and your name popped up on my feed and yeah. Bleacher Report. Like Graham was like, dude, that was nuts. It was. Mm-hmm. Oh man. But that was really cool. But, what a better way to end the day yesterday. I was like, dadgum. And then, on top of that, USA won yesterday too. If you keep up with the World Cup, we, unfortunately our best player got a red card. So he's out for the next game, which is really annoying, and it wasn't really a red card, but I don't know much about soccer, but I know that that was not a red card.
Dumbest call I've ever seen in my life. But yeah.
I haven't seen a call that bad since Kirby Smart said that he was calling, or that he was clapping and he's calling a timeout. He's like, no, I was clapping. I was like, no.
And now he has to miss the entire next game, but oh well.
Yeah, but we were down 10 guys. We ended up pulling it through. It was a very persevering win for Team USA. We get 11 guys back with one of the subs that's normally a sub. So hopefully we'll be able to hold our own against Belgium.
The first time, which is
yeah. Insane. We got to play Belgium, who is a buzzsaw, but
we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, they're play aggressive and their defense is good. Whenever we got tight yesterday, we were like a brick wall. So yeah. We'll see how it plays out. But if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, please follow, subscribe to The Barn to check out other shows like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten as well. Check out all of your favorite shows with The Barn. When you subscribe and follow, make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us, because we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But we appreciate you guys as always. Friday is almost here. July 4th is almost here. We're celebrating 250 years of the United States of America. America, frick yeah. I wish I had my air horn right now. I'm at the lake. So, oh yeah, Graham's got the red, white, and blue Bass Pro Shops hat. That you need to wear that exactly like on 4th of July. But yeah, I'm ready to celebrate, and I know everyone is too. I'm ready for football season. It's almost here, man. Like I was really talking with my neighbors actually before I left to come down to my parents' place today, that they already got tickets to the Baylor game. So we were talking about, they're like, yeah, we're on the fence about it. They ended up pulling the trigger, so they're going. So everyone's excited. College football fever is here. College football 27 comes down on July 9th. So, and some people are playing it now. So, yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm more than ready. But thank you guys for watching. And as always, War Damn. We'll see you next time.
See you.